Welcome and thank you very much for coming along. I'm Christiana, I'm one of the organizers along with Martin. So tonight's the very first Scottish Press Club event. Hopefully it'll go along well. We're going to try and organize once a month and see if we can bring the Scottish media together a bit more and maybe strengthen our position in Britain. So this is this is pretty much it. 2 weeks ago, Martin and I and a couple of other friends were having dinner together, and we were talking about Ian's blog, about the needs of a Scottish Press Club or an organisation to bring the Scottish media together, and we decided we'd do something about it. 2 days later, we had the venue booked, and 2 weeks later, we're here. So, pretty much all for introduction. Our first speaker, Richard Walker, is here tonight, editor of the Sunday Herald, so I'll just leave him to it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks very much for the invitation. I guess I'm here to talk about 2 weeks ago when we published a picture of Ryan Giggs on the front page and caused a bit of a stink. That was on May the 22nd. That issue of the paper featured a large number of long news features that represented hours of hard and dedicated work. There was a four-page graphic on the Edinburgh trams fiasco, which took hours of research and probably many more hours of design. We hadn't really done anything like that before, so it was a lot of work, and it was a bit tetchy at times. We also had a Scottish rock and roll Hall of Fame graphic, which again took hours of work. And a brilliant essay by Terry Jameson, which distilled a lifetime of supporting football into a moving and illuminating piece of journalism. When the paper hit the streets, the furor generated was about none of those things. It was all about a decision which took probably about 5 minutes. Decision to put the picture of a Premier League footballer on the front page and to name him in one of the articles inside the paper. It's kind of interesting to look back on exactly what we did on that day. It's not really accurate to say, as many news outlets said, that we identified Ryan Giggs. Really what we were doing, we were telling our readers something that many of them, probably most of them, already knew. And if they didn't know, it would have taken them seconds to find out on the internet. So newspaper tells readers well-established fact is not usually the stuff of international headlines. But the impact from what we did derived not from what we actually published, but from the fact that we were able to publish it and from our reasons for doing so. What that story was actually about was an explosive mixture of celebrity, sex, an ongoing change in the global culture, the relationship between a Scotland leaning towards the SNP and the Westminster government, and the tension between a 20th century morality and 21st century technology. It's that tension, I think, which will be a defining, if not the defining, debate in modern journalism over the years to come. I think it boils down to maybe four interlinking strands. One is the growth and dominance of celebrity culture, not just in mass market television and down market tabloids, but in every major news platform and our culture at large. Second is the incredible growth in social networking sites and the internet and the political values that lie at the heart of this growth. Third is the almost irreconcilable tension between the public right to know and individual rights to privacy. And fourth is the relationship between old media, which I guess would be newspapers and television, and the new media, and Facebook, Twitter, and who knows what other emerging brands. If you take celebrity culture first, Sunday Herald has undertaken many difficult and possibly dangerous and certainly legally challenging investigations, MSP's expenses, Wendy Alexander's disastrous fundraising campaign, to name but two. They've won awards, they've resulted in high-profile resignations and changes to parliamentary rules. How many have I been asked to talk about on the national BBC? How many calls have I received on any of those subjects from the New York Times, the Washington Post, Al Jazeera, and Forbes magazine online? Not one. But you mentioned Ryan Giggs' alleged sexual misadventures with a former Big Brother contestant, and the world beats a path to your door. So, educated, liberal, middle-class news organisations dismiss celebrity revelations as useless tittle-tattle, but every one of them indulge in it, endorse it, and follow its rules. Why? Because it's a central part of modern culture, whether we like it or we loathe it. The relationship between celebrities and the media, and by extension the